Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for an exciting Firehouse session. This is Nikki Seven, and I'm very happy to have Jared Dickinson here with me. He will be performing this evening at the Bluebird Nightclub as part of the first annual Cosmic Songwriters Festival. Jared, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We will have the chance to talk with you about your newest album, Big Talk, and maybe some other things. But before we do, would you be able to start us out with a song?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll do a tune from the new record. This one's called Prefer to Lose. Sun was rising as I stepped out from the alleyway. Both my bags filled with regret. I hailed a taxi and proceeded to make my getaway. Doing the thing I do the best. Some folks know how to win at every game. But me, I've mastered the art of throwing it all away. But just like I'm happiest when I sing the blues. Oh, I guess somewhere deep inside I just prefer to lose. Were a gambler and I played the thief again. I watched you place your bets on me. You threw your chips down, but while the dice were tumbling, I robbed you blind and fled the scene. Some folks know how to win at every game. But me, I've mastered the art of throwing it all away. But just like I'm happiest when I sing the blues. Or I guess somewhere deep inside I just prefer to lose. I could fold this hand and get a brand new set of cards. I wouldn't be the thief, dear, and you wouldn't have a broken heart. But just like the gambler can't help but play the game. Oh, I cannot be a different man from the one I am today. Some folks know how to win at every game. But me, I've mastered the art of throwing it all away. But just like I'm happiest when I sing the blues. Oh, I guess somewhere deep inside I just prefer to lose. Said, I guess somewhere deep inside I just prefer to lose. Or I guess somewhere deep inside I just prefer to lose.
Thank you. Is that some kind of deep dive into your psyche?
Well, it's... It's just, you know, trying to find another way to look at struggles and mishaps and you know, all the things that may go wrong in life and kind of turn it around and say, you know what, that's all right, and I'll own it and make the best of it.
Sounds good to me. This is Nikki Seven, and you're tuned into WFHB for a live Firehouse session with Jared Dickinson. Your album Big Talk was released February 3rd of this year. It is a fantastic collection of 10 songs that includes collaborations with some of your favorite musicians.
It does indeed. Yeah, I was fortunate to be in the studio with a few very good friends, and then also people who I have a great deal of respect for. First and foremost was my good buddy JP Ruggieri, who's actually here in Bloomington with me. We're going to be doing a show together later on tonight.
That's right.
He's been making music with me for better part of a decade, maybe a little over that now. And without exaggeration, he is my favorite guitar player on the planet. He is such a talented guy, an amazing songwriter, a great performer, and just one of the best people you could ever know. So anytime I'm in the studio, I always call upon his services. And then we had John O'Ricks of the Wood Brothers, who he's their drummer. He played drums and keys on my record. A guy named Ted Pecchio played bass. He plays with Doyle Bramhall and Tedeschi Trucks Band and a bunch of other people. And then, of course, my amazing wife sings all the harmonies. We've co-written songs together. She definitely keeps the whole ship afloat. So
you co-wrote If You're Looking, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
That was one that we wrote at the very beginning of the pandemic, kind of at the start of the lockdown period. And it was our sort of naive way of saying we could handle whatever was around the corner.
Do you think of Big Talk as a pandemic baby?
Sort of. not completely. Not totally in the way that I know some people just wrote a giant collection of songs during that period. And a handful of the songs that are on Big Talk were definitely written in the lockdown period. But most of them had already either been written just beforehand or were kind of already bubbling up. So there's only a couple that are sort of a response to what was happening at that particular moment. The rest were sort of a response to what had happened previously, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Yeah, well, we can get to whatever you want. So, I'll leave that up to you. You said that some of those songs had already been worked on. And so I'm thinking about how I read an article where you were talking about, you know, writing a song and then sort of stepping back and letting it incubate, or just sort of going back and listening a little later and sort of checking in. Like,
yeah.
What is that? Is there like any kind of magic number? Like, oh, in 2 weeks I see, you know, or is it just song by song?
It's always song by song for me. And as far as, you know, when it's finished or how to know, there's always, in fact, JP and I were talking about this on the drive up. You might think that you have it finished one evening and you go back the next day and you're listening and, you know, there's just this little pit in your stomach that says, I don't know, this isn't right. You know, it might be okay, but it's not right.
So like an intuition.
Yeah. And until you get to the point where you say, that's it. You know, you just keep plugging away at it. And there is no magic number as to, you know, how many times that could take or you know, every song is different. But when it's done, you know, or at least I always have in the past.
Nice. Well, would you like to do another song for
us? Sure, yeah. Well, you mentioned If You're Looking, so why don't we do that one? Sadly, my wife isn't here to sing it with me at the minute, but this one goes out
to her.
You'll
just have to come back and,
that's right,
and bring her with you.
And in the meantime, just imagine a really beautiful harmony. Say the world is burning, just look outside and see. That ain't too concerning, cause you and I can stand the heat. You and I can stand the heat. No, we ain't got much money, no destination to. If you'll run with me, honey, darling, I will run with you. Darling, I will run with you. Mm-hmm. Now the skies are looking stormy. Rain will be coming soon. If you'll cover me, honey, know that I will cover you. Know that I will cover you. And the stages, they're all empty. Ain't a soul left in the room. But songs I've still got plenty. So darling, I will sing for you. Darling, I will sing for you. 'Cause despite the confusion and amid the despair, there's beauty if you're looking. And when all of this is over, all but the memories have passed, I'm gonna say that I told you. You and I were built to last. You and I were built to last. You and I were built to last. You and I were built to last now.
This is Nikki Seven, and you're listening to Jared Dickinson live from the WFHB Firehouse. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are here for the first ever Cosmic Songwriters Festival.
That's right.
What brought you to the event? What made you want to get involved with something that's new and something that I think is unique going on?
Absolutely. Oso, who's kind of spearheading the whole thing. I met a few years back in Austin, and we've sort of loosely kept in touch since then. And he had been telling me about these kind of gigs and songwriter evenings that he's been putting on here since he moved to Bloomington, and sounded like just a pretty incredible musical culture that is, I don't know whether he's been developing that or if it was already here and he was tapping into it, but it just seemed like an amazing community of musicians and artistic people and music lovers. And so when he said that he was putting together a festival and bringing a bunch of songwriters in and asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, it was a no-brainer.
That's awesome. Well, we're so glad that you're here. You mentioned that you will be playing tonight mm-hmm. with a fellow musician that you are no stranger to.
That's right, yeah.
Talking about JP.
Of course, JP Ruggieri.
And I know that you also are, after you leave Bloomington, you'll be heading to the UK.
That's right, yeah. For the second time this year, we were there back in March, and actually JP was there with us. We did a tour of the UK and Holland and Germany, one Belgian date in there as well. JP was opening the UK run and then playing in the band. And we'll be back over there next month to do Black Deer Festival, which I've done once before, an amazing festival. And then we're going to do a run of dates with Amanda Shires, which should be a lot of fun. She's an amazing writer and looking forward to those shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have, my understanding is that you have family.
That's right.
Yeah. Overseas, right?
That's right. In Belfast, Northern Ireland, which is where Claire, my wife, is from. So anytime we're on that side of the Atlantic, we make sure that we get to Belfast and get some family time in and see the nephews. And it's always a good time.
I was going to ask if you were able to carve out family time while you're there. So
that happens. That's a must. Yeah, we wouldn't go over there without it.
That's awesome. Well, would you be able to sing another song for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do another one from the brand new record. This one's called Long Hard Look.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was brushing my teeth in the early morning light when I glanced up at the mirror with a pair of weary eyes, and it took me by surprise, filled me with concern. The fella looking back, man, he made my stomach turn. Said, take a long, hard look, really hope you like what you see. Now it wasn't his haggard face that shocked me to the core. That uncombed beard, man, I'd seen all that before. There was something in his eyes and that crooked little grin, and the way he said it as he was whispering, now take a long, hard look, really hope you like what you see. Yeah, take a long, hard look in the mirror. Take a long, hard look at yourself. Take a long, hard look at what's happening all around. Are you picking up your brother, or are you knocking him down? So I splashed water on my face, buttoned up my shirt. I finished off my coffee, man, and I shuffled off to work. But I couldn't shake the feeling. Could that mirror be shooting straight? Should I be taking stock? Should I investigate? Now take a long, hard look. Really hope you like what you see. Yeah, take a long, hard look in the mirror. Take a long, hard look at yourself. Take a long, hard look at what's happening all around. Are you picking up your brother, or are you knocking him down? Don't knock it down, no. Well, then I got to wondering, does every mirror talk? Do they say make sure your hands are clean, man, and straighten out that walk? How about the ones down on Wall Street? Better yet, D.C. They have the same effect as my mirror had on me. Now take a long, hard look. Oh, I really hope you like what you see. Yeah, take a long, hard look in the mirror. Take a long, hard look at yourself. Take a long, hard look at what's happening all around. Are you picking up your brother? Are you shooting him down? Down. Don't shoot him down, no.
Thank you. So I was reading an article on Americana UK and talking about songwriting and songs. And the quote from you, you ready? You love it when people quote you. No, it's all right. Every time you finish one, meaning a song, you think, that's it. I'm never writing another song. And so I'm just curious. I mean, I can imagine, but I'm not a songwriter. So is it just that laborious?
It, you know, it's funny. JP and I were having that exact conversation on the way up as well. And it is oftentimes, or at least for me, every now and then you get lucky and one just kind of falls out. But those are special and rare, at least for me. And I know JP is the same way. More often than not, you kind of have to work at them and hammer them out. And we've both had songs that have taken years, literally years, to finish. And yeah, when you do finish them, there's this moment of elation and you feel like you're on top of the world. And then a pretty short period of time later, you say, well, that's it. I'm never writing another one. You know, what do I do now? Until the next one comes.
Yeah. Then a little recovery time, which probably has no time frame.
That's right.
There's nothing there to be like the perfect recipe.
Oh no.
Yep. Do you have any advice? So, giving advice from a songwriter. Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
Oh, boy. just keep doing the work. You know, it's all about showing up and trying to learn and trying to grow and take what what influences you have and just keep trying to be better. You know, every song try to write a better one than you did before and try to be as good at your craft as you can, and that's all you can do, really.
Well, you've done the work, you're doing the work, and we're so glad because hearing your songs is wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. How can listeners find your music, your touring information, whatever they want to keep up with you?
Sure. All the usual places, all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, yada, yada, yada. My website, jareddickinson.com. You can always find stuff there. Any of the streaming platforms. If you're familiar with it, I'm probably on it.
All right. Well, this is Nikki Seven, and you've been listening to Jared Dickinson here on WFHB. Jared, thank you again for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun. You are playing this evening at the Bluebird Nightclub, Bloomington, for the first annual Cosmic Songwriters Festival. The show starts at 7. I'd like to give many thanks to our Firehouse Session coordinating producer, Abby Neruzzi, music director, Christine Brackenhoff, engineer, Alyssa Gray, general manager, Jar Turner, and to all of you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, Liza, for taking it back over to you in the air room.